KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and it's currently 24 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports as of just before 7 a.m. that Interstate 80 eastbound between South 24th Street and the South Expressway in Council Bluffs is partially blocked due to a crash. The left lane there is affected by the partial blockage. Should drive with caution through the area. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County responded to a call about a verbal disagreement at a residence on Chestnut Street in Nottoway Sunday evening. Upon further investigation, it was determined an assault had taken place. 54-year-old Karen Sue Anderson of Nottoway was arrested for domestic abuse assault, causing bodily injury. Police in Red Oak Sunday night arrested a man for fraudulent use of a credit card, an aggravated misdemeanor. 27-year-old Dustin James Danick of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:25 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, the Iowa State Patrol says a passenger who was standing outside of a vehicle that had crashed into a guardrail was killed when another car hit her. The incident happened early Saturday morning along Interstate 80 near DeSoto after a vehicle lost control due to slippery road conditions and hit a guardrail. A passenger in that vehicle, 51-year-old Carmen Benitez, was standing outside the wrecked vehicle when a second car struck her. Benitez died at the scene. The 26-year-old driver of the second vehicle was treated for injuries at a nearby hospital. Well, the American Red Cross says they currently have a critical need for blood donors of all types, especially type O, and platelet donors to make an appointment now to give and help replenish the blood supply after the holiday weeks. Right now, the Red Cross has less than a three-day supply of type O blood. To help tackle the critical need, the Red Cross and NFL are working together to offer one lucky winner a trip to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Donors are urged to make an appointment to give now using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or enabling your blood donor skill on any Alexa Echo device. And as a special thank you, those who come to give blood or platelets from now through January 19th will automatically be entered for a chance to experience the Super Bowl live. The Red Cross and NFL have teamed up to offer one winner two tickets to Super Bowl 54, entry to the official NFL gate, tickets to the Super Bowl experience at the Miami Beach Convention Center, round-trip airfare to Miami, three-night hotel accommodations from January 31st to February 3rd, and a $500 gift card for expenses. You can find out additional details at redcrossblood.org/Super Bowl. Some upcoming blood donation opportunities for you locally here in Cass County include in Atlantic on January 16th from noon until 6 p.m. at the Atlantic YMCA, in Griswold on January 10th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Griswold High School, and in Lewis on January 29th from noon to 5:30 p.m. at the Lewis Community Center. Also in Adair County in the community of Orient on January 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the OM High School. In Audubon County up in Exira on January 27th from noon to 6 p.m. at the Exira Recreational Center. You can see more opportunities, dates, and times in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. As a reminder, all blood types are needed to ensure a reliable supply for patients. Developers leading the restoration of a long-empty historic hotel in downtown Sioux City say it's on track to reopen this summer. The Warrior Hotel was built in 1930 and closed in 1976. Restoration St. Louis is renovating the hotel and the adjacent Davidson building into a nearly 150-room Marriott hotel with 22 luxury apartments, that is. Restoration's Alex Sherbin says the pace of the project is really picking up.
Rooms have been painted, tile is laid, getting ready for carpet, furniture and fixtures are being delivered, which is pretty exciting and unbelievable.
Sherbin says crews are putting in elevators this month while they're keeping the hotel's original properties and decor. He says the $73 million project is on schedule to hold its grand reopening in about 6 months.
It's basically going to come down to furniture deliveries and making sure we have everything in place and staff is fully trained.
Sherbin says they've already hired a general manager, director of sales, and sales manager while they are hiring housekeeping staff, cooks, and the rest of the crew closer to opening day. The Warrior and Davidson are on the National Register of Historic Places. And a federal judge in Nebraska has awarded more than $610,000 to an Iowa company that sued after it said it wasn't fully paid for masonry work at a National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha that opened in 2016. Seedorf Masonry of Strawberry Point, Iowa, sued Archer Western Construction of Chicago and its insurer in 2018, saying it hadn't been paid nearly $610,000 for labor and limestone it supplied for the Omaha National Cemetery. Last Thursday, a judge in Omaha awarded that amount plus $138,000 in interests and costs to Seedorf. In the funeral announcements, Ruth Richter, age 82, of Atlantic, died January 1st at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Ruth Richter will be this morning at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. John Brewer, age 91, of Greenfield, died December 26th. A celebration of life for John Brewer will be held today at 10:30 at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Julie Ann Christensen, age 53, of Urbandale and formerly of Audubon, died December 31st. Funeral services for Julie Ann Christensen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Greg Niall Kenyon, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died January 1st. A memorial service for Greg Kenyon will be today at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Nancy K. Klein, age 72, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Nancy Klein will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. LaDonna Morgan, age 87, of Greenfield, died January 1st. A massive Christian burial for LaDonna Morgan will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Barbara Ann Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 24th. A memorial service for Barbara Anderson will be held this Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Lou Hoig, age 93, of Atlantic, died January 2nd. Funeral services for Mary Hoig will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has arrangements. And George Aim, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for George Aim are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.